Good morning, guys. This is your host, Anshul, and you are listening to What Anshul Found. Since last month, I'm noticing one thing on Instagram. I don't know if it's coincidence or what, but most of the people I found just post motivational, anti-racism, anti-discriminant, something related to hardship of life, hardship of being in relationship with family or friend. But my question is, what is the need of such content? As we know, only a patient goes to a doctor, vehicle with low fuel goes at petrol pump, only hungry person goes at food stall. Similarly, only a demotivated person goes towards something motivational to get some motivation. Have you ever noticed on YouTube net worth of most of the motivational speakers have grown up like a lot? They just want you to get motivated, or do they really? I mean, this is the huge market which is playing with your psychological health. They just want you to realize or just fed into your mind that you are demotivated. So like you are demotivated, so watch our videos so that you will get motivated. Like, this happens for the small period of time and then you again get demotivated. That's the problem. You are facing like they want you to realize that you are facing discrimination and all. I hope you're getting my point. That's the biggest flaw with YouTube and Instagram and social media. Do you think they want you to get motivated? They want you to do hard work, smart work, so that you can replace them? Maybe someone wants to, but if they do, they won't demand to like, subscribe, comment on their post, do they? And one more thing I want you to ask is, have you heard of this loyalty test? Like, between friend and family, who is the best, who is the most trustworthy? I mean, the answer of that question is the who stand with you when you are facing problem or at your darkest days are like the most trustworthy between friend or family. I mean, from outside it appears to be the correct answer, but I want to ask them, why would someone want to have pain in his butt because of someone else, because of you? There's no one who don't have problems in his life. Everyone wants to get rid of them. No one have enough time to like who wants to have more problem and who wants to solve others' problem. Like, everyone is facing their own problem and everyone's trying to cope with that. Like, they must be there to support you mentally, to strengthen your conscious and subconscious mind so that you can fight with them alone. This is my perspective. I mean, so my whole point of making this podcast is to make you familiar with this kind of opinion. Like, if you agree with this, then you can share this podcast too. Though there will be some people who have some different opinion, I respect them, I totally respect them, but to be honest, I don't think that should be correct one. I mean, I personally countered them by muting their status and post because I don't want to feel like I am demotivated or something. You can do the same too. Like, you can remove contact permission from WhatsApp so that you would no longer see status of someone. Guys, apart from this podcast, I would like to know on which topic or person or anything you guys want me to make podcast. You can message me on Instagram. Thank you guys for listening to my podcast. I hope you have got to know something new today. I'm Anshul Maheshwari and you were listening to What Anshul Found. Thank you.